You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Billy, this is an odd place to start the podcast here, but what is going on with you and Horford? Like, why are you railing against them?
I mean, by the way, happy football, guys.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We have a great episode of God Bless Football that's coming out. We have an episode with Vernon Davis on Stupidity today. We had so much football, we couldn't fit it all into God Bless Football, so we put Vernon Davis right here on Stupidity.
It's also exciting, Stugatz, and we'll get to Harvard in a second because, I mean, we have some guests joining us for this Vernon Davis interview that are not normally part of Stupidity as well, which is exciting.
Right. Yeah, like Levitard?
Dan's going to be part of this interview. Amin's going to be part of this interview. Yeah, lots of voices in this interview.
Everybody, the entire show. No, Mikey, yeah, he's right. We got Levitard and we got Amin. We got Chris Cody. We got Jess. The entire show was involved in this interview with Vernon Davis.
So. We told them, hey, Vernon Davis is going to be on Stupidity, and everyone's like, we're in. So, how are we supposed to tell them no, that we don't want
them to do it? Well, Levitard was pissed that the main show, passed on Vernon Davis. He wanted to be a part of it, so we let him be a part of it.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Harvard for a second. Well, you were just, I sit down, and you and Mikey are talking about Harvard and how Harvard's on someone's resume and how they're so, that's such a strong resume and all this stuff. And I just, I'm just tired of hearing about Harvard. I got to be honest with you. Like, in the history of the world, there's more successful people that didn't go to Harvard than ones that did go to Harvard. So, like, enough's enough with Harvard already. You know what I mean? Like, got it.
You fact check that or you just...
Well, no, it's just pure math.
Sheer numbers.
Okay.
Sheer
exactly numbers. Right. Like,
right.
Sure, the percentage of people that go to Harvard are probably more successful than people that didn't. However, just it's a numbers game. There's more people in the world that didn't go to Harvard that are successful than did and are.
Right. So you're saying all the other colleges combined, they have had more success stories over the history of time than Harvard.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes.
Right. That is math. Right.
Yeah. Are you wearing a Wonder Bar shirt?
I don't know what I'm wearing. I have no idea. What is it?
What do you mean you don't? What is that?
Wonder Wharf.
Is that a place?
Billy, I don't know, man. The t-shirt just landed in my cabinet one day. I mean,
okay, now this is a question because I feel like we have three people of different ages here. what is the age that clothes just start appearing for you to wear? And you're just like, I don't care. And you just put on whatever. Because I'm not there yet. Right. I also don't get many new clothes. Like, I just have like a solid rotation of the same clothes. But like, we're not at the point where my wife is buying me new clothes and I'm switching out, or I'm just like putting on whatever. Like, I pretty much know where the clothes that I have come from.
Right. I would say 50. Well, first off, there's a couple of things. They're not making XLs like they used to. So I've had to transition out of XL into double XL.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I am. They're not making XLs like they used to. Also, I've gained 20 pounds. So, I mean,
how much do you weigh? Can I ask you that? Is that a rude question?
No, it's not at all. Like 180, 185. But I'm 5'8", Billy. Like, I shouldn't be that.
You don't weigh 185. Get out of here.
You think I'm heavier?
Yeah. A little
I'm
bit.
Not Billy. I swear to you, I'm not. It all goes to my stomach. I'm not. That was mean.
I don't think people that weigh 185 aren't 2XLs. That's why I'm saying, like, there's something's not adding up here.
It all goes to my stomach, though, man. All the weight goes to my stomach. All of it. That's where it goes. And so the shirts don't fit like they used to. But anyway, 50, because my wife is tired of me wearing the same Dead & Company shirt. She is tired of me wearing the same, like, I wear these golf shirts. She's tired of it. So she goes to Ripple Junction. It's a great T-shirt place on Amazon. And she bought me a couple of T-shirts. And these just happened to land in my drawer.
Billy, it's starting for me.
Is it
starting for me? So, like, it's not a whole wardrobe, but like, I've noticed one or two things are getting phased in and a couple of things are getting phased out. Yeah. Like, this shirt was not in my closet 2 weeks ago, but it made it there now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a better quality shirt than I would buy. Yeah.
So, is it these shirts just kind of get snuck in? Like, you don't even know that they're there. They're just there one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yep. Pretty much. Yep.
I kind of long for that, I think. You know what I mean? Like, I like the idea of just, like, my clothes being updated and me doing nothing about it and knowing this is probably better than something that I will get. I am bad, though. I don't know how you guys are. I guess if your clothes are just kind of being replaced, then you're also losing inventory at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'll still do that thing with my wife, and we did it, like, yesterday, the day before. We're, like, we're going through the clothes, and she's like, look, you have more clothes clean and you're out of space. Like, you need to start getting rid of stuff. And then I'll just, like, slowly, like, look, and I'm like, no, like, that has, like, sentimental value. Like, no. And it's shirts that I will not wear. I know I won't wear. Most of them don't fit me anymore, but I'm like, nah, not ready to get rid of that one yet.
And you're a hoarder. So does your wife do, like, she says to you, right? She says, like, Billy, you haven't worn this shirt in 2 years. Like, can we throw it out, please?
I'm not a hoarder. I don't think that's an accurate description. I'm prepared. I have, you know, things for every occasion. I wouldn't say I'm a hoarder, though. Okay, I will say, though, with T-shirts,
sorry to
offend
you. I'm sorry.
I have more T-shirts than I wear. Like, I'm wearing this Pitt shirt that someone sent me in exchange for, like, a show shirt one time. We did, like, a shirt swap, and I wear this shirt all the time. I have absolutely no connection to Pitt whatsoever. It's just a comfortable shirt from Homage, and they sent it to me. So, like, I just, you know, I wear it.
I mean, Dan Marino.
I love the idea. I love the idea. So did Darrell Revis. But I love the idea that Billy's wife has a chart. Like, nope, you haven't worn this shirt in 2 years. Like, she actually knows.
My wife does, too. Billy, here's the thing. Your wife still, she very much cares about your children, and they're more important. When the children get older and she has nothing better to do, then she'll start replacing all your clothes, and you won't know it. I mean, that's the way it works. I'm telling you.
I have noticed things gone missing and been told, like, no, that's not, you know, what happened. And then what happens is that we had to move out of the house because we had, like, this leak, and they had to, like, take out the floor. So, like, for a time we weren't staying here. We were staying at my mother-in-law's. So, like, there's always, like, that, oh, maybe it got lost in, like, that period of time, or, oh, maybe it's still over there. You know what I mean? Like, there's a built-in excuse that we've had now for, like, a year of where missing things could be. And it's unverifiable because I'm not going to drive over there just to look for that shirt. So then I'll move on with the rest of my day. And then eventually I'll remember, like, 2 months later, like, where is that? It's like, oh, I think it's over there. And we just kind of have the same cycle going over and over.
Make sure you label the things that like are untouchable, like your Chris Sims jersey that I'm looking at behind you.
Yeah.
Like you got to make sure, listen, you're going to start throwing stuff.
What are you doing? Sims,
I mean, why are you
trying to get his good graces, man? You want the guy to like you, but you don't. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing.
I'm fine.
Mikey, I have a section in my closet that is do not touch. Leave it alone. Do not touch.
I do too. I put it on the high shelves that she can't reach, so it's safer. Because then it's like it's at the top of the closet, and then it involves like going and getting a step stool, and then climbing the step stool and going through. So like,
is worth that much effort.
Exactly right. I've made it really inconvenient to get rid of.
So great. Before we get to Vernon Davis, there's football tonight.
Whoa! Wow. I can't believe it.
I need some help. I'm in this picks league, okay? Me, Mike Ryan, Chris Cody, we're in this big league, a lot of money, okay?
Why is it such a secret who's like in the league? I don't get it.
Because the first rule of being in this league is you can't really talk about the league and who's in the league. So you figured
you'd do it on a podcast.
Yeah, but I'm not naming names. That's the key. I'm not naming names of who's in the league.
You just gave us three.
Well, Mike Ryan and Chris Cody don't care. Those weren't, they don't make the rules. They don't care. We're fortunate just to be in the league, to be quite honest with you.
They are very happy to drop the names off air. And I will tell you that there are celebrities in this league because they're always bragging about when they get an email from one celebrity in particular.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not going to name his name.
Because this celebrity has, I guess, sends like group emails, but doesn't include everyone in the chain. So it's kind of like, oh, were you on it? Were you not? And it seems like he just like looks for last seasons and then does like a reply all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I so desperately want to name one name, but I can't. I can't do it. Them's the rules, Mikey, okay? I don't want to name Eric Hosmer.
I'm so intrigued. Oh, my God.
Is he in it?
It's such a random name. He just goes under the name Hosmer.
You're safe with that one. Like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Eric Hosmer gets mad at you? Well, he is from down here. He may go looking for you, Stugatz.
ehosmer@hotmail.com or something like that.
He's in a football picks league. Gambling's legal. There's nothing wrong with that. He's not gambling on his own sport. Is he still playing his own sport? I don't even know. I think he is.
I think he is a free agent, right? He was on the Cubs. I think they
were on the Royals forever, obviously.
Yeah, no. And then he was on the Padres.
On the Padres.
He was on the Cubs. And then I think they released him. It says he's a free agent. Played for the Kansas City Royals, the Padres, the Red Sox. When was he on the Red Sox? Last year, I guess?
That's weird. Yeah. But anyways, the Chiefs -4.5. That's the first game we have to pick tonight. Chiefs -4.5 against the Lions. Kelce is questionable. We'll see what happens. Chris Jones likely not going to play. Everyone loves the Lions, which makes me think I want to take the Chiefs.
Yeah.
4.5. I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs at home, going to be up 7-0 at some point. I like that. It doesn't mean they're going to cover, but I like that feeling, you know? I do. So,
I saw one of those graphics of what Patrick Mahomes has done like the last 6 years or something on the first game of the season, and it's always 4 or 5 touchdowns every single first game of the season. So, right,
sold. Done.
I don't know that I like the Lions' chances today. Okay. Even though I saw somewhere, and it was like one of those, like, I think it was like on Instagram. It was probably like ESPN or something. Put up like the odds to win the Super Bowl. And the Lions were like 5th or something. It was like really high for the Lions.
Yeah, the highest they've ever been, I think. Billy, before we get to Vernon Davis, because we've talked enough about the Jets on God Bless Football, Lord knows. But what I have found out in doing God Bless Football this week and speaking to Sims and speaking to Golic is everyone seems to think the Dolphins have one of the 2 or 3 most talented rosters top to bottom in the NFL. Does that make you nervous?
I mean, no, but
like everyone's hyping them up, Billy.
It all comes down to Tua. Like, and I think everybody knows that. So it's kind of like, it's impossible to predict because it's all about his health and can he stay healthy and can he take the hits and can he take the falls? And like, he's doing the roles that he practiced doing, but we'll see once the games start. We've been talking about this like off air in the office, which I know no one cares about, but with Tua, it's almost like you don't need for him to do too much, if that makes sense. Right.
Yes.
And like, that's where he gets in trouble is when he tries to extend plays or he tries to make things happen that aren't there. Like with the talent he has around him, Tua can be a game manager and be perfectly fine. perfectly fine. Don't do too much. Just rely on your skill players and don't get hurt. If the play's not there, throw it away. Don't get hit.
Don't do
any of that. Right. Well, I don't know about take a knee, but don't do any of that stuff. Just throw the ball away if the play's
not
there.
Just go down is what I'm saying. Throw the ball away. Whatever.
Don't even go down. Just throw it.
Another day. Yes.
Throw it into the 15th row if you have to. It doesn't matter. Don't try to make things happen that aren't there, and they should be fine with the players that they have.
Billy, sometimes, though, when he's trying to extend plays and extends plays, that's when the big plays happen. Like, he's really good at it sometimes.
That's when Tyreek Hill gets open.
That's what he gives Tyreek and Waddle time to get open, you know?
Yeah, but that's also when he gets hurt, is when
I know.
Or when he like forces a throw that's not there. Like, you can be a game manager with these pieces, I think, and be perfectly fine also and get paid, which is like the thing with him too, right? Because he is looking for his contract. He doesn't have it yet. So you do wonder, is this going to be something that's in the back of his head where he's going to try to make too many things happen to get that contract? But I think that if he just does what he needs to do, the numbers will be there. Like, he'll have the completion percentage. He'll have the yards because he just has to throw it a little bit and his guys will run. So I think he just needs to not overthink things and make things happen that aren't there. And then the Dolphins will be fine. But who knows? We'll see.
What a weird world we're in where the Dolphins and Jets have these enormous expectations. And they're in the same division as Bill Belichick.
I feel like just because of the fact that things go the way, like, I'm not getting up and saying the Dolphins are going to make the Super Bowl. Like, I would be so
But you know they
surprised.
Could, Billy. They're good enough to.
I don't, though. Because something always happens. Like, similar to, like, you with the Jets, like, if I ask you right now, do you actually have expectations of the Jets to go to the Super Bowl? Or do you know in the back of your head, like, something always goes wrong?
I have the expectation the Jets are going to be really good. They just happen to play in a really tricky and difficult conference. If they were in the NFC, I would say the Jets are going to the Super Bowl. I'm serious. Yeah. I would. But that conference, the Dolphins, forget about the conference, their division. I mean, it's ridiculous. The Bills and Dolphins, it's tough. So to answer your question, NFC, yes, I would say they're going to the Super Bowl. AFC, I'm not so certain. But I know they'll be good. I know they'll be good. They'll be competitive.
Mikey?
They should be.
I'm with Stu. I mean, they could be the seventh seed and be better than all but one team in the NFC. Like, it's...
Yeah,
it's really difficult to put such expectations with such good teams in the conference.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Chargers.
I just need the playoff draft to be over. I need not to be the answer to that trivia question.
Yes,
I need that trivia question to be over. They made the playoffs this year. That's what I need to happen.
Yeah,
I have an annoying question for you guys.
Okay,
what do we think Brock Purdy is going to be this year? Because I drafted him in fantasy. I know no one cares about that.
It's a good question. I listen, they got rid of Trey Lance. Sam Darnold's their number two. He clearly believes in Brock Purdy. I want to say Kyle Shanahan knows quarterbacks as well as anyone, but look what happened with Trey Lance. And he couldn't develop Trey Lance. I don't care if he was forced into taking Trey Lance. It's his job to develop the guy. Once they take him, he didn't do it. I am not sold on Brock Purdy. I know everyone loves San Francisco, but that's why, Billy. Brock Purdy in that conference with that roster, everyone feels like San Francisco could get to a Super Bowl. That's why I say if the Jets were in that roster or in that conference, the Jets would make the Super Bowl because Aaron Rodgers is slightly better than Brock Purdy.
So. Well, he's my backup. So this is in case something happens to Jalen Hurts. So like I also got Austin Eckler. I was so excited just because.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's going to be back with us on God Bless Football.
Tell my friend that I have him on my team. Yeah.
He's going to be very excited. If you have, who do you have? Who was your quarterback? Hurts?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts. I hope to never play Brock Purdy.
Don't worry about if you're playing Brock Purdy, you're in trouble, okay?
Well, that's the thing, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's get to Vernon Davis here. I'm excited about this. This is one of the all-time great athletes, one of the all-time great tight ends, and as Billy pointed out earlier, we are joined with people and by voices that you don't normally hear on Stupidity. Lebitard, Chris Cody, the entire shipping container, they will join us for this interview with Vernon Davis. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Stugatz is delighted by the business of college football and Caleb Williams, the report that if he doesn't like the team that drafts him, he'll just go back to USC and be paid more there. It is an excellent leverage point that Caleb Williams has that previous incarnations of college football players didn't exactly have.
He has said, "I've always been able to choose the team I want to play for. That's not going to change."
I told you the other day that Tua's kid brother was offered more by SEC schools than three or four quarterbacks who are playing in the league, like Kyle Trask and Ritter. Anyway, let's segue here as football opens this season to Vernon Davis. He is a two-time Pro Bowler. I believe he led the league in touchdown receptions at one point. He's also, Stugatz, quiet as it's kept, a Super Bowl champion.
Yes.
You love those around here. So in honor of Vernon Davis, we have the top five University of Maryland football players of all time. Are you ready, Stugatz?
I am ready, Dan. I've been waiting for this my entire life.
All right. I mean, he is a big man, a menacing man. I suggest that he be on this list. Number five, Stugatz.
Neil O'Donnell.
Old school. Number four.
Randy Weitz.
More old school. Number three.
Stephon Diggs.
Number two.
Vernon Davis.
Number one.
Boomer Esiason. Boom.
No Sean Merriman. No Dominique Foxworth. Excellent work,
no Chris Mojo. Cody.
No Mojo. Yeah.
Vernon, what do you think of that list?
He agrees.
I think it's a great list. Maybe I should be number five because those are some good guys you called.
Boom.
Okay.
Those guys are great players.
He's putting
Vernon, you're better than Neil O'Donnell. I mean, come on.
Well, I appreciate that.
Top five Vernons of all time. Oh, are you ready?
Happen to have Stugatz? It here.
Yes. Number five, Stugatz.
Vernon Maxwell.
Number four.
Vernon Wells.
Number three.
Mount Vernon, New York.
Yeah. Stand up.
Number two.
Vernon Davis.
Number one.
Vern Lundquist.
No one calls you Vern, correct? Or do they call you Vern?
Yeah, they call me Vern.
Are we still making Verns?
I don't know.
Do you meet a lot of other Verns?
Not really.
I am curious if you could walk us through, Vernon, because I did not realize. It was obvious from watching you play. It was obvious how physically strong you were. But I was not aware of the numbers that I read when it came to your weight room proficiencies. So the thing that you would do in the weight room that would floor your teammates would be what?
Things I would do in the weight room to floor my teammates. Probably, I don't know, maybe throw up 400 pounds on the bench press.
Damn.
Well, in Maryland, you set the record. It was 460 at the bench, 380 on the power clean, 824 on the index, and 685 on the squats. You're wowing your own numbers?
Yeah, right now, because I can't do that at the moment.
But you're impressed with yourself. I think you knew those numbers, did you not? No.
No, I did not.
Did you know that you set those records at Maryland? Was that when you were at your strongest? Or I imagine you got to the league and got even stronger, correct?
Yeah, I mean, like, I would say so. It was more, once you make it to the NFL, it's more about just the details and technique of everything. It becomes more of a thinking game rather than just trying to get strong.
Can you give us a guy, though, somewhere around the league, either in your locker room or that you played against, whose strength was something that even you found formidable?
Yeah, I'm about to say Larry Allen.
Everyone says Larry Allen. What is happening there, though? There are a lot of football players who have played football. Larry Allen, what is happening there that he is so clearly stronger than everybody else?
Well, if you do some research, he was like the strongest man at one point when they were when they had the Pro Bowl and they had all the events that were going on. He was just throwing up weight left and right. He's just pound for pound, he's like the strongest man ever.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju, right, at Lebatard Show. Pound for pound, is Larry Allen the strongest human being ever? Do you remember playing with Dominique Foxworth at Maryland?
Yeah. I love Dominique. He's amazing.
Do you remember fighting with him because somebody got blindsided and reports are that he alleges that he was defending another teammate that you had hit earlier in the practice?
It was your sophomore year when he was a senior. Apparently in some offseason practice, he felt like he needed to defend a guy and he blindsided you and there was something.
I do not remember that thing.
Apparently it wasn't that little blip on your radar.
And it's a fly around an elephant's tail. Like, let's be serious here. What are we talking about?
You know what? It's coming back to my mind. I do remember.
What happened?
I don't know. It happened so fast. He just blindsided me.
Were you in the wrong or was he in the wrong?
I think I was in the wrong. Yeah. Huh. Especially during that time, I did a lot of young and dumb things.
Well, you famously, what part of this is true and what part of this is not true? You famously met a crossroads in Coach Mike Singletary, correct? I mean, this is the way the legend goes, where you feel like there was some learning done on how to be a professional right there.
Yeah. At that moment when I was sent to the locker room, I felt like, it was all worth it. I felt like he did a great job as far as letting the team know that he wasn't going to take anyone lightly. And after the fact, it was a great learning experience for me as well as those who were looking up to me. And it was a way for me to be able to change the narrative and become the leader that the team needed.
You guys won the championship with the Broncos. Do you still talk with your teammates about how that defense made Osweiler $50 million?
No, we don't really bring that up. When I talk to guys, we just talk about like winning and that day, what it felt like to be able to win a championship. But we don't discuss the money that Osweiler was able to make.
It makes you angry, doesn't it?
No, he just said that they don't discuss it.
Well, because it makes him angry. Listen, Billy asked a very good question before the show, Vernon. The season is a day away. Why is Travis Kelce practicing 2 days before the regular season opener? What are we doing?
Yeah, you know what? 2 days, I don't know. I know he was banged up a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so with a guy like Travis Kelce, it doesn't matter. He's very knowledgeable of the game. He's a veteran. He knows how to go out there and play. So I'm sure even though he had limited time and practice with the guys, he's still able to go out there and be mentally sharp. And that's why they love him. That's why they paid him. And that's why they believe in him.
Vern, you're here with us on behalf of Smirnoff Vodka. What is your favorite vodka-based drink?
Come on, man. Smirnoff 21.
Come on, man. What's wrong?
What are we mixing it with?
Why would you not know that off the top of your head?
What are you mixing it with? Yeah, or are you just going straight off the rocks?
No, I mean, sometimes I mix it with a variety. I mean, look, I'm a cranberry guy.
Okay. Right?
I'm a cranberry guy, and I love adding cranberry to my cocktails. Sometimes I drink it straight, you know, with a little few ice cubes in there, just sitting back. Can you imagine sitting by the fire and looking at football, especially – looking at week one, because that's what it's all about right now. It's about week one.
Yeah,
I mean, he went sort of sultry there
the
with
fire.
Football,
yeah.
Didn't he? There was a fire, dulcet tones. There was a romantic undercurrent with football.
Bearskin rug.
There is a bearskin rug. Vernon, thank you for being on with us, sir. We appreciate the time.
Okay, you're welcome. No problem.
How'd that go, Billy?
Good. I liked him. Do you like him? Yeah.
I like Vernon. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, super nice guy. Yeah.
How do you feel about vodka?
I love vodka. I mean, I like gin better, but I like vodka too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mikey, are you a gin or a vodka guy?
Vodka.
Mm. Really?
Vodka.
Big straight?
No.
I don't do anything straight but bourbon.
What do you drink it with? What's your
vodka, soda, and lime?
Really?
Okay.
I like a vodka cran.
Hmm.
Sure.
How about you, Billy?
If I'm feeling frisky.
Frisky. I like rum, actually. Like, I'm a rum and Coke guy. I know that wasn't the question of vodka.
Yes.
Vodka, like vodka, gin, rum. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, you know.
Vernon Davis looks like he'd be a top 10 tight end in the NFL today. Emergency tight end for the Dolphins or Jets, 8 games in.
Yeah.
All right.
Vodka.
Rum.
Stupidity.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.